哈利路亚，各位同龄大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to all brothers and sisters。
下午我们用为真道竭力争辩为题，大家一起来互相的勉励。
Our topic this afternoon is contend for the truth。
我们请打开圣经的犹大书。
Let's turn to the book of Jude。
新约倒数第二卷启示录的前面。
It is the book right before the book of Revelation, the second last book of New Testament.
第三节。
Verse 3.
犹大书第三节。
Jude verse 3. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints.
我们平常比较少引用，比较少查考这一卷犹大书。
We rarely study the book of Jude.
因为它很短，只有一章。
Because it's very short, only one chapter.
刚好在启示录前面。
And it happened to be placed right before the book of Revelation.
平常比较少深入的查考。
And therefore, we seldom study this book in detail.
但是其实里面有很重要的道理。
But in fact, there are a lot of important truths in this book.
这卷书是主耶稣在肉身的兄弟犹大所写的。
This book was written by the fleshly brother of Jesus.
第一节里面说，耶稣基督的仆人，又雅各的弟兄犹大所写的。
It says in verse 1, Jude, a bond servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James.
主耶稣生长在约瑟跟玛利亚的家庭。
Jesus was born in the family of Mary and Joseph.
在他出生之后呢，还有好几个弟兄姐妹。
After his birth, there were a number of brothers and sisters that followed him.
其中一个就是犹大。
One of them was Jude.
当主耶稣在传福音的时候
while Jesus was preaching in his ministry,
犹大还有其他的他的兄弟姐妹不相信主耶稣的福音。
Jude, second to his other brothers and sisters, did not believe in his teachings.
觉得怎么可能？我们的这个哥哥是救世主，是弥赛亚。
How is it possible that our oldest brother is the Messiah, the Savior?
但是后来复活，主耶稣复活之后，犹大信了。
And after the resurrection of Jesus, Jude believed in him.
不但是相信，他还成为忠心的工人。
Not only he believed in the Lord Jesus, he became a faithful servant.
在当时，使徒是在教会里面一个举足轻重的重要的工人。
And in the early apostolic church, he was an important worker of God.
那为什么犹大要写信给当时神所蒙拣选召的这些蒙爱的人呢？
Why did Jude write this letter to the brothers and sisters?
因为当时教会有一个大的危机。
Because the church was facing a crisis in those days.
在使徒时代的这个后期，教会已经出现一些问题。
And during the latter half of the apostolic church, issues began to evolve from the church.
那时候外面当然是有一些逼迫。
Of course, the church was facing external persecution.
但是最大的问题不是外面的逼迫。
But the biggest problem for the church was not from without.
最大的问题是从里面来的。
Rather, they were from within.
是有一些里面的工人变质了。
Their essence of some of these workers have changed.
我们知道外面来的敌人比较好抵抗，因为看得清楚。
We understand that it's easier to defend oneself from external enemies.
但是如果里面的人自己出了问题，那就很麻烦。
However, if the enemies were coming from within, there is a bigger problem.
所以在那个时候，已经对一些道理的看法，还有对使徒当初所传的道理，已经有人不认同，或者是有不同的意见。
In those days, there were people with opposing views of some of the teachings within the church.
我们知道教会可以没有钱。
We know that the church can be poor.
没有钱，神同在，圣工也发展。
If the church has no money, but God is with them, the church can still develop.
没有教堂也没有关系，到处聚会，神也同在。
Without a chapel, that is fine because they can gather anywhere.
人不多也没关系，只要同心，神也在我们中间。
Even if membership were low, that is not a problem because God still dwells among His people.
但是教会最怕什么？
But what does the church fear the most?
最怕就是真道被混乱，道理偏差了。
The church fears confusion of the teachings or the truth.
大家对当时所交代的真道已经慢慢的偏离了。
And in those days, the teachings in the church has slowly strayed from the truth.
可能对被那些外面的世界的一些看法所影响。
They were probably influenced by the philosophies of those days.
所以犹大很心急。
And that is why Jude was very anxious.
他要把这个问题点出来。
He pointed out the elephant in the room.
先警告那些还没有被影响的人。
And he warned the members who have not been under influence yet.
来 预，好像我们今天来打预防针一样。
It's like I'm to give them a vaccine.
今天为什么要打预防针
？Why do we need a vaccine today？
就是让你的免疫力系统已经对这个病毒已经有初步的认识了。
It's just to introduce your body to a new foreign virus.
啊，你刚打完之后，可能有一两天不舒服。
For the first couple of days after your vaccine, you may feel a little bit unwell.
因为这个外来的这个病毒的抗这个东西对身体来说是新的东西。
Because to your body, this is a very foreign agent.
一开始很不能接受。
At the very beginning, your body may not be able to accept it.
发烧啊，有一点咳嗽啊，酸痛啊。
That's why you'll be aching. You may even have a fever.
但是你抵抗力已经知道这个东西会来了。
But your immune system is not aware of this foreign agent.
啊，有一天那个真的病毒来了。
So one day when the actual virus enters into you,
你的抗体就可以对抗这些真的病毒。
Then your body have enough antibodies to overcome this virus.
属灵上我们更要打预防针。
And spiritually speaking, we should also be vaccinated.
因为在末世将会有这些离经叛道的一些事情。
Because in the end days, we'll be facing a lot of false teaching.
教会真教会会像使徒时代一样，会出现一些变质的工人。
And the true church in the end days will face workers who have gone astray.
我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
第四节。
For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
当时教会里面有一些人偷偷的进来。
In those days, there were people who came into the church unnoticed.
他们变成信徒了，变成工人了。
They became workers. They became members.
但是后来的却传一些假道。
But they were teaching false truths.
引导人啊，放纵情欲。
They were leading members to be free of their desires.
啊，结果呢，很多人都跌倒了。
And that is why a lot of people fell.
因为当时的希腊社会里面有一种叫做诺斯底主义。
In those days, among the Greek society, there was this teaching called the Gnostics.
啊，他们呢会强调人呢这种自由啊，做什么都可以，不会影响灵魂的。
And this teaching was that people can do anything they want without affecting their soul.
他们说啊，灵魂跟肉体是分开的。
They believe that the soul and the body are separate.
你可以信神，但是你做什么都可以。
You can believe in God and you can do anything you want as well.
当时就引这种假道进来，很多人就跌倒了。
And these kind of false teachings were introduced into the church, and many members fell.
就跟今天的文化很像。
It's like into the culture today.
今天的文化告诉你，你做什么都可以，神是爱。
Today's culture tells you that you can do anything you want because God is love.
你要做你自己。
Be yourself.
不要被任何的道德束缚。
Do not be bound by any of the principles.
神会接纳每一个人。
God will accept everyone.
这种文化也影响我们的青少年。
This kind of culture has influenced our youth.
因为学校里面都很开放，老师也教这些。
Because the schools, the education system is very open. It's even teaching these in schools.
好了，在末世呢，也会跟当时使徒一样。
And in the end days, it'll be just likened to the apostolic days.
我们再看犹大书的第十七节。
Let's read verse 17 of Jude.
犹大书第十七节。
Verse 17. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ.
十八节。
18. How they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts.
这里又再讲了，在末世会有好技巧的人会出来。
And here it tells us that in the end days there will be mockers.
他们笑啊，你们守什么道理啊？那么老古板啊！
They'll be mocking us. Why are you so old school keeping all these teachings?
现在什么时代啊？
We are now in a different time.
你怎么还谨守这些过时的东西啊？
Why are you still keeping these past things?
哦，真的，我们今天就是活在这种的时代里面。
Indeed, it is true that we are living in such an era.
犹大长老他还活着的时候啊，还有他的一些同伴啊，都在为真道竭力的争辩。
Elder Jude, while he was still living, he and the church were constantly or diligently fighting or contending against these false teachings.
所以教会还没有完全变质。
And therefore, the church has not changed in substance yet.
但是在他那一代的使徒都死光之后
，After the death of everyone in his generation,
啊，教会就慢慢变质。
The substance of church changed.
圣灵就离开使徒时代的教会了。
The Holy Spirit left the apostolic church.
虽然后来发展的越来越大
，Even though the church did develop and became bigger and bigger,
已经是一个世俗的团体，不是神的教会。
But it has become a secular organization rather than a church of God.
感谢神，真教会是复兴使徒时代的教会。
We thank God that our true church is the restoration of the apostolic church.
我们的结果不会跟使徒时代一样。
And our ending will be different from the apostolic church.
因为主耶稣已经给我们打预防针了。
Because our Lord Jesus has given us a vaccination.
还有属灵上给我们提醒了。
And He has reminded us spiritually.
最后主耶稣会再来。
Finally, Jesus will come again.
但是我们一定会经过这个阵痛期、挣扎期。
However, we have to go through this period of contention.
会有很多信徒被淘汰。
A lot of the members will be eliminated.
如果你属灵上没有打预防针，
if you have not been vaccinated spiritually,
你不知道这些真理，
you are unaware of the truth.
你不会分辨真道、假道。
You are not able to discern the truth from the false messages.
你将会在这种属灵的大瘟疫当中被淘汰。
Then you will be eliminated in this spiritual pandemic.
好，那我们来看看从犹大书里面到底为什么工人会变质。
Let us take a look from the book of Jude, why workers have changed.
其实啊，信徒大部分都是无辜的，都是单纯的。
In fact, a lot of the members are innocent.
信徒的影响力也不是很大。
And they have no influence over others.
影响力大的是谁？
Who are the ones with much influence?
是教会的领导者，教会的工人。
They are the workers and the leaders of the church.
长老、执事、传道。
The elders, the deacons, the preachers.
大家所敬仰的，大家所仰望的。
People who are looked up to.
但是这些人竟然很多都变质了。
However, some of them have changed.
至少当时使徒时代是这样。
At least in the days of the apostolic church.
那犹大就举了几个例子，为什么工人会变质？
And Jude gave us several examples of why these workers changed.
我们每一个做神的工的人啊，都要反省自己有没有这些原因。
Every worker of God, let us be reminded and be aware that we do not follow them.
第一个跌倒的原因就是骄傲。
The first reason for falling is pride.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain but left their own abode, He has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day.
灵界里面第一个跌倒的就是天使。
The first to fall in the spiritual realm are the angels.
圣经已经很明显的讲了。
The Bible has been very clear on this.
这个天使本来是神所造来服侍神的。
Angels were created by God to serve God.
还有呢，每一个天使都有自己的位分、自己的品位。
And every angel have their proper place.
我们知道公司里面你有自己的阶层、自己的位分。
We know that in a company, every worker has their own position.
你做事情不可以越分。
You cannot go past your position.
你做决定不可以越权。
And the decisions you make cannot be over your position.
就算你再高的职位，你再上还是有人看着你。
No matter how high up your position is, there is still someone above you.
就算是 CEO， 就算是总裁。
Even if you are the chief executive officer.
但是董事会也可以帮他炒鱿鱼。
You are still hired by the board, and the board of directors can fire you.
没有一个人是完全掌控一切的。
No one has complete rule over a company.
你要守住自己的位，不可越分。
You have to keep to your position and do not go past it.
但是这里说这个天使不守本位。
It says here in this verse that angels did not keep their proper domain.
这里不是一个天使啊，是一群天使。
It's not one angel, but a group.
一群的。
A group.
那当然是有他的首领。
Of course, there's a leader among them.
神给他们那个位分，但是他们不满意。
God has given them positions; they were not happy with it.
他觉得我们那么漂亮，我们又有能力。
They felt that they were so beautiful and they were so capable.
为什么什么都要听神的？
Why do they still have to listen to God?
难道我们自己不能自己做主一下吗？
Why can't we make our own decisions?
我们也是个灵啊，也是可以做主的啊。
We are spirits, we can make our own decisions.
结果这群天使呢就反对神。
And these group of angels rebelled against God.
离开自己的住处。
They left their proper domain.
神说好，既然你要离开，你既然不听，就让你们离开，就把你们赶出去。
And God said, since you refuse to listen to me, then he chased them away.
然后用锁链把他们永远拘禁在黑暗里面。
And he chained them up in darkness.
锁链就是控制他们的能力的意思。
The chains means to control their ability.
不是说完全不能做任何事，只是被某种的程度限制住。
It's not that the angels can't do anything; it's rather they were limited because of they were limited by their capability.
黑暗就是离开神的面。
And darkness means they have departed from God.
所以什么叫原罪啊？
So what is original sin?
什么是所有罪的最开始的表现方法？
What is the very first expression of sin?
就是骄傲。
That is pride.
骄傲是原罪。
Pride is original sin.
这些天使要跟神一样。
These angels wanted to be like God.
我们看以西结书28章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel 28.
以西结28章的14节。
Ezekiel 28 verse 14.
以西结28章14节。
Ezekiel 28 verse 14. 14, you were the anointed cherub who covers, I establish you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walk back and forth in the midst of fiery stones.
啊，这里说了，当这个天使受造的时候，非常的美丽。
It says when the angels were first created, they were very beautiful.
啊，第十五节。
15, you were perfect in your ways from the day you were created, till iniquity was found in you.
一开始他们没有问题的，很漂亮的，没有不义。
And the very first beginning, they looked beautiful and fine. They were fine.
第十七节。
17, your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I laid you before kings that they might gaze at you.
这一段呢，表面上是讲推罗王的败坏。
And on the surface, this passage seems to be talking about the corruption of King Troy.
其实用推罗王来隐喻。撒旦或者是堕落的天使，还有他的同伴。
Rather, they're comparing the king of Troy to the angels or to Satan.
啊，那这些堕落的天使。
These fallen angels.
你看第十四节啊，他原来是基路伯啊。
They were at first cherubs.
你看推罗王哪里是基路伯
？How is it that the king of Troy was a cherub?
本来这个堕落的天使是基路伯，很漂亮。
These fallen angels, they were initially cherubs, which were beautiful.
但是因为骄傲，不守本位，不喜欢自己的位置。
Because of pride, they don't like their position or their domain.
就堕落了。
And they have fallen.
我们知道啊，这些天上的星啊、恒星啊，都有自己的轨道。
We know that all the planets have their own orbits.
你一脱离轨道了，就只能像流星啊，到处哦堕落下来了，空下来了。
If you leave your orbit, you'll be likened to a fallen star.
好，我们看二十八章的第。第五节。
Let's read verse 5 of 28.
第六节。
Verse 6 of chapter 28. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have set your heart as the heart of a God.
28章第六节说，你们这些啊，心中啊，自比神啊。
So you have set your heart as the heart of a God.
所以这些天使啊，想要当神呢。
So these fallen angels wanted to be God.
其实现在的人也要当神。
Indeed, people today also wanted to be like God.
虽然他不现在人类不是直接这样讲。
Even though people nowadays don't say that directly.
但是现在的人类从古到今都是想要当神。
But people from the ancient days till now, they all want to be God.
我们可以改变气候。
We want to change the climate.
我们可以改变动物的基因。
We want to change the genes of an animal.
我们可以飞到外太空建立殖民地。
We want to fly to outer space and set up a station there.
我们可以做任何的事。
We can do anything we
want. 人的命运在自己的手中。
The fate of a man lies in his own hands.
你看现在瘟疫那么厉害。
Look at the pandemic, how widespread it is.
大家都相信科学，我们发展疫苗出来。
Everyone believed in science, so we have developed vaccines.
只要疫苗一出来，这个瘟疫就会停止了。
Once we have the vaccines, this pandemic will go away.
有那么简单啊？
Is it that simple?
你的第一代的疫苗都还没有做好，都还没有全世界打完啊！变种的三种变两次、三次、四次的都出来了。
The first generation of the virus, the vaccine has not even been injected to every population, and your second and third generation of the variants have already come out.
真的那么幼稚到以为是靠人的力量就可以胜过天然的力量吗
？Are you that naive to believe that you have the strength? To fight against nature.
人就是那么骄傲。
But that is the pride of a man.
那工人虽然是神的工人但是如果不小心，也会堕入这个骄傲的圈套里面。
Workers, even though they're workers of God, if they are not careful, they will still fall into this trap of pride.
尤其是大家赞美你的时候。
Especially when everyone is complimenting you.
哇，你真的是很好啊！
Wow, you are wonderful.
你很有爱心啊！
You're so full of love.
你好有恩赐啊
！You're so gifted.
你是最棒的啦
！You are the best.
如果你想害死一个工人，你就多赞美他就可以了。
If you want to hurt a worker in the worst way, compliment him every day.
你想害那个传道，你一看到他，你就赞他一下，就每个礼拜都赞他，每个月都赞他，他没有几个月，他可能就飘起来了。
And if you want to hurt a preacher that you dislike, then compliment him every day, and a few months later he would fall.
因为人呢都很喜欢听这种。被捧的话
，We humans we like to listen to words, compliments.
忘记自己是谁啊
And we tend to forget who we are.
所以这些工人跌倒的第一个原因就是因为骄傲。
And therefore, the first reason why these workers fall is because they become proud.
不守本位。
They did not keep to their own domain.
当然了，一个工人一开始出来的时候一定很谦卑的。
And of course, when the worker comes out to work at the very beginning, they must be very humble.
刚当神学生怎么可能骄傲？如果那个时候都骄傲，就毕不了业了，被人家刷掉了。
If you are a theological student, of course you will not be proud, because if you are proud, you have been eliminated in the first place.
刚当执事都是很谦卑的，指导一下，我懂了。Newly
anointed deacons are all very humble.
对不对？菜鸟的肯定很谦卑啊。They
are newly, they are newly mint, they're minted, and they are newly ordained, and therefore they are usually very humble.
好了，做了十年、二十年、三十年了。But
after 10 years, 20 years, or 30 years,
哇，完全不一样啊。They
have changed.
人家不能讲他，讲了不高兴。And
they cannot, no one can criticize them, because if they do, these ministers will not be happy.
变成一言堂。
They have control over everything.
哇，想说什么都要经过我批准。
Everything has to go through their approvals.
哇，其实我们不是神啊。Remember,
we are not God.
所以，不守本位的天使就被捆锁在永远的黑暗里面。And
angels who do not keep to their own domain will be chained in darkness.
自古以来，大部分工人跌倒都是因为骄傲啊。From
antiquity till now. From antiquity till now, one of the main reasons why workers fall is because of pride.
骄傲是最难防备。And
pride is one of the worst things that it's very difficult to fight against.
最不容易看出来。And
it's very difficult to detect.
还有有时候是隐藏在心中最底层的。And
sometimes it's hidden at the very bottom of your heart.
好，第二个工人变质的原因。The
second reason for a worker to turn bad.
就是贪图利益。
It's because of their own interests.
你看第十一节。
Conflicting interests. Let's read verse 11.
第十一节。
Jude verse 11. 11. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and perish in the rebellion of Korah.
哇，这里说啊，为利，这里有个人叫巴兰，他是旧约里面一个先知。
Here is a prophet by the name of Balaam.
他失败了。
He failed.
为什么失败?
Why did he fail?
因为他贪爱利益，贪爱钱啊。Because
he was greedy for profit, for money.
这个巴勒想要请他去咒诅以色列百姓。And
Balaam was hired to curse the Israelites.
但是神告诉巴兰，你不可以去。But
God forbid Balaam to go.
那巴兰很想去啊。And
Balaam wanted to go desperately.
因为那个巴勒带一大堆钱啊，金子、银子、衣服来。
Because he could see that he has been gifted with a lot of money and fine clothing.
但想去又不敢去。
He wanted to go, but he dared not to go.
但是最后还是去了。
But at the end, he went anyways.
他以为神真的是给他去。
He thought that God had wanted him to go.
其实神根本就一开始就说不可以去。
But in fact, at the very beginning, God already forbid him to go.
结果他真的去了。
But he went anyways.
当然去了，神感动他，没有办法咒诅以色列百姓，反而祝福的话。
God moved him. He did go, but God moved him to speak words of blessings instead of cursings.
但是后来啊，他觉得很懊恼，怎么可以失去这个发财的机会？And
later on, he was quite angry with himself. How could he miss this chance to profit?
所以他还是跟巴勒合作。So
he worked with Balaam.
教他怎么害以色列百姓。And
taught him how to hurt the Israelites.
那当然，巴勒也给他很多钱啊。And
Balak gave him a lot of money.
啊，我们知道人啊。 大部分的人都很爱钱。We
know that majority of us love money.
因为钱可以买很多好的东西。Because
money can buy a lot of good things.
但是如果神的工人为了利益的话，很容易改变。But
for the sake of self-interest, a worker of God can change.
我们知道，在这个侍奉当中啊，跟人有很多的接触。We
know that while serving God, we have a lot of human interactions.
但是当时的有一些工人，他们就变质。There
were some workers, they changed.
你看第十二节啊。Let's
read verse 12. These are spots in your love feasts, while they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves. They are clouds without water, carried about by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots.
这些工人呢，真的很可恶。And
these workers are indeed very evil.
他们应该是牧人啊。They're
supposed to be the shepherds.
自己没得吃，都要喂孩子吃。If
they have no food, they should feed the young ones first.
但是呢，他们只顾我养自己。
However, they're only interested in themselves.
最后有什么好的？哎，先拿过来。
Whatever good that the church has, they will reserve for themselves.
去别人家里是贪这个拿那个。
And they go to members' houses, they would take things away from them.
谁能给我钱，谁能给我礼物，我都对你好一点。
And who gives me money, who gives me gifts, I'll be better to them.
啊，我讲这个道理你不喜欢，你给我钱我不讲。
And if I give this teaching and you're not happy with it, then give me money, I will start delivering the speech.
贪图利益的工人呢，不会讲神的话。
Workers who are only interested in their own selves will not speak the teachings of God.
他们只会讲讨好人的话。
They will only speak words to find favor among men.
巴兰就是一个为利往错误的道路直奔的人。
And Balaam is an example of one who ran greedily in the era for profit.
啊，所以我们今天也是要很小心。
So let us be careful.
啊，做神的工人要甘心过简单的生活。
To be a servant of God, you must be willing to lead a simple life.
还有在教会弟兄姐妹当中，也不要有这种利益关系的纠缠。
And also let us not have complex relationship with brothers and sisters that involve profits.
教会的弟兄姐妹要单单纯纯的相爱相处。
And brothers and sisters should have very simple relationship of love.
好，那第三个跌倒的原因。
The third reason for falling.
就是当时的工人啊，心中啊充满了一些仇恨跟谎言。
And the workers in their hearts were full of hatred and lies.
第十一节有讲另外一个失败的人。
Verse 11 gives example of another failure.
就是该隐呢。
Cain.
该隐是第一个杀人的人。
Cain is the first murderer.
全世界那个时候就是只有他爸爸妈妈还有他的弟弟而已，就全世界就只有四个人。
The whole world in his days consists only his mother, his father, and his brother.
有时候想想，如果全世界就只有四个人，我是其中一个，哇，这个世界那么大，有什么好吵的？你要去这边，我要去那边就好了。
Sometimes I think about it myself. If there were only four people in the world, and I'm one of the four, then there's nothing to fight over. You can go any direction you want.
你土地也不用争，吃的也不用争。
You don't have to fight for land. You don't have to fight for food.
那有什么好吵架的
？So what is there to quarrel?
但是人吵架往往不是为了东西，是一种心中的一种嫉妒跟恨。
People quarrel not for any reason, but because they have hatred and lies.
该隐自己献祭，神不喜欢他的祭。
Cain offered an offering to God, and God was not happy with him.
他弟弟亚伯献祭，神喜欢。
His brother Abel offered a sacrifice to God, and God was pleased with him.
这个该隐不检讨自己。
Cain did not examine himself.
反而是生神的气。
He was angry at God.
又生弟弟的气。
And he was angry at his brother.
其实有时候我们自己的生气，有时候没有合理的原因的，只是一种感觉。
Sometimes we get angry for no good reason. It's just a feeling.
那个生气就变仇恨。
So your anger turned into hatred.
这个就杀了自己的弟弟了。
And therefore Cain murdered Abel.
所以不要以为说做神的工人啊，我们一定是心中有爱心。
Do not believe that every worker of God is full of love.
有时候不小心啊，魔鬼也会把这种恨、这种嫉妒放在我们的心里。
And sometimes, if we are not careful, God would also plant jealousy and hatred into our hearts.
或者是我们在家里。
Perhaps even at home.
你会不会讨厌你的兄弟姐妹
？Will you be do you have hatred towards your own siblings?
会不会讨厌你的婆婆、你的媳妇
？Do you have hatred towards your mother-in-law or your daughter-in-law?
会不会讨厌恨你的配偶
？Do you have hatred towards your spouse?
恨是从魔鬼来的，恨是从魔鬼来的。
Hatred comes from the devil.
所以我们要很小心啊。
So you should be careful.
再来第四个原因，为什么工人跌倒
？The fourth reason why workers fall.
这是背叛。
They were rebellious.
请看第十一节。
Let's read verse 11. 11, 十一节。
第十一节啊。
11. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah.
这里说可拉的背叛中灭亡了。
Says here, perish in the rebellion of Korah.
可拉跟他的一党本来是利未人，可以在会幕里面服侍神。
Korah and his associates were Levites, and they were supposed to be serving God in the tabernacle.
但是他们不满意。
However, they were dissatisfied.
不满意，我们只是在会幕里面搬搬抬抬。
They were dissatisfied that they were only working in the tabernacle, lifting things and moving things around.
摩西可以每天跟神讲话。
On the other hand, Moses is able to speak to God every day.
哦，就耸动百姓来做背叛的事。
So they decided to get some member, to get some of the congregation to work with them.
想要推翻摩西的领导。
They want to overthrow the leadership of Moses.
其实他们很笨。
They were indeed rather foolish.
这个不是摩西的领导啊。
This is not the leadership of Moses.
神的领导啊,
it is God who's leading the people.
摩西不是自己说要做的,
Moses did not say the things he wanted to say.
是神要拣选他,
rather, it is God who chose Moses to be his servant.
他们不知道原来想要推翻摩西就是想要推翻神。
They did not realize that, that by uprising against Moses, they are uprising against God.
那你想推翻神，到最后就只能够灭亡了。
If they want to uprise against God, then their only conclusion would have been death.
是的，这个是不是很笨？
Indeed, they were being rather foolish.
但是人啊，有时候冲昏头脑了，背叛。But
sometimes humans are just so confused and so foolish that they rebel.
有一些工人啊，公然反对教会。
There were some workers who openly rebelled against the church.
不顺服总会，不顺服教会的组织。
They will not submit to the organization of the church.
在网络上发表一些言论。
And they would leave some messages online.
说教会怎么不好，怎么败坏。
And rebuking the church on how corrupted it has become.
其实讲了很多东西不是事实。
In fact, a lot of the things that they mentioned were false.
当然人有人的软弱，这是一定的。
It is true that we humans, we are humans, we carry weaknesses.
没有人是100分完完全全。
No one is perfect.
就算摩西他也有软弱。Even
Moses has his own weakness.
但是不代表他不能带领。
But that does not mean that he cannot lead the people.
神要他带领，他就继续带领。
God wanted him to lead the people, he will continue to lead the people.
你要去推翻他，你用人的力量去推翻他，你就自己小心。
If you want to rebel against him, uprise against him by your own wit, you better be careful.
所以可拉跟他那一党都灭亡了。
So Korah and his associates perished.
所以犹大书里面讲的这种例子。So
these are the examples raised in the book of Jude.
这些工人因为他被迷惑、骄傲、离开道理。
And these workers, they were confused, they were proud, they strayed from the truth.
影响了很多百姓。
And their action influenced a lot of members.
好，那他们的结果是什么呢？
What was their ending?
我们看第十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
第十三节。
13. Raging waves of the sea foaming up their own shame, wandering stars for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever.
哇，这些人是海里的狂浪。
They're the raging waves of the sea.
我们知道在海边有时候啊，那个浪一打来，有一些泡泡啊，很脏的，看起来呢，这何耻的墨子来！
And we see sometimes the waves carries foams and therefore forming up their own shame.
还有流荡的心啊，已经没有方向了。And
they're wandering stars without direction.
有什么东西等着他们呢？
What's waiting for them?
永远的黑暗。
Eternal darkness, blackness of darkness.
有时候读到这里啊，我自己也是很震惊，也是很小心。And
sometimes when I read this, I have to caution myself.
最近我在读彼得前书，有一节我被吓到了。
Recently, when I'm reading 1 Peter, I was quite shocked by one particular verse.
本来很想用这一节来讲一篇道理。I
wanted to use this particular verse to give to deliver a sermon.
我们看彼得前书4章17节。Let's
turn to 1 Peter 4:11.
彼得前书4章第17节。1 Peter 4:17. 因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手啊。
For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God.
我读到这里的时候。 特别害怕。
When I read this, I was afraid.
审判要从谁开始审判开始？
So from whom will the judgment start?
神审判全世界的时候从谁开始？
When God judged the whole world, who will He start first?
从神的家开始，不是审判外邦人开始。
From the house of God, not from the Gentiles.
谁是神的家？
Who consists the house of God?
真教会就是神的家。
The true church is the house of God.
神会先审判他的家。
God will first judge His house.
他的家就是你跟我。And
his house is you and me.
好，那先审判他的家，要先审判谁？
So when he judged the house of God, who will he start first?
当然不是从小朋友开始啊。Of
course not from the little children.
当然从那个最懂道理的开始啊。It
has to start from the one who understands the truth the most.
带领教会的开始啊。It's
the one who leads the church.
整天讲道的开始啊。It's
the one who delivers sermons every day.
当然是从长执传道开始审判呢。Of
course it has to start from the elders, deacons, and the preachers.
不是从那个新受洗的或者小朋友开始审判呢？
He will not start from the newly baptized members nor the children.
哇，这句话我看了，有时候就摸一把冷汗了。And
when I read this, I have cold shivers.
啊，你看彼得怎么说？若是先从我们起手。Peter
says, if it begins with us first.
那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？And
what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God?
啊，真的从我们开始的。It
is indeed, it begins from. With us.
尤其是从那些有经验的 年纪大的、高层的，或者是位高权重的。
Especially for those who are elderly, those who hold a high position.
从他们开始审下来。
They will, the judgment will start from them and go, and then proceed further.
你当长老、执事、传道，神用最高的标准来审判你。
God will use the highest standards to judge the elders, the deacons, and the preachers.
再来审信徒了。你信了四五十年的，肯定也神也用比较高的标准，跟那个刚信的不太一样。
And next, God will judge the members. And if you have believed in the Lord for 40 years or 50 years of God, of course, God will use higher standards to judge you than the newly baptized.
你能不怕吗？
Are you not afraid when you hear
this? 彼得就说了，一人我们都仅仅得救而已啊。
And
第十八节啊。
Peter says, if the righteous ones is scarcely saved.
哇，第十八节，我读到这一节也是摸一把冷汗。一人仅仅得救。
If the righteous one is scarcely saved,
因为我们太多软弱了。
We have so much weaknesses in us.
表现太不好了。
We have terrible temper.
我们的表现不是很好。
We have terrible deeds.
有时候信了主很久，还是很软弱。
And sometimes we have believed in the Lord for such a long time, we still carry the same weakness.
还好，因为有主的怜悯。
We thank God because of His mercy.
好了，紧紧的给你过了。
But we are scarcely saved.
所以如果我们不努力。
So if we do not work hard,
还自己放松，
and we're still very relaxed,
然后呢又骄傲，
and we are proud,
被引到错误的地方去，
and we have been guided to the wrong direction,
或是在教会里面搞风搞雨，
or we are trying to rebel within the church,
小心一点了，仅仅得救可能都没有你。
Be careful because you may not be the one who is scarcely saved.
工人影响很多信徒。
Workers influence a lot of people.
这个我们这一次教会里面历史里面也有一些沉痛的历史。
And even in the history of the true church, we have such terrible examples.
有些工人跌倒了，带来很多人也跌倒了。
And some workers fell, and along with them, a lot of the members.
所以作为信徒的，我们要先打预防针。
Therefore, as members, we should give them a vaccination first.
只跟耶稣，不跟人。
Let us follow only Jesus, not humans.
只跟真理。
Let us follow the truth only.
不看人情。
Let us not look at interpersonal relationships.
先打预防针。
So let me give you a vaccination first.
那犹大要告诉我们怎么打预防针。
So Jude will tell us how to be vaccinated.
犹大书都是属灵的预防针。
The book of Jude is the spiritual vaccination.
好，要怎么打？
So how do we inject this?
第二十节。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
Verse 20. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit.
这里第二十节开始了，告诉我们怎么样打这个属灵的预防针。
And verse 20 tells us how we should vaccinate ourselves.
就是怎么样来为真道争辩。
That is, how do you contend for the truth?
怎么来保护自己，保护真道？
How do you protect yourself and how to protect the truth?
你没有办法保护住这个真道，你自己也流失。
If you cannot protect the truth, you will not be able to protect yourself.
就像那个病毒来了，你的抵抗力打不进去，没有办法保护你自己，你就得肺炎了。
And when the virus comes and you are not vaccinated, then you will end up with pneumonia.
那你要增强自己的抵抗力啊。
So you have to boost your immune system.
好，那怎么增强？这里有几点。
How do you boost your immune system? Here are a few points.
第一点呢，这里说要在至圣的真道上保守自己，造就自己。
It says here to build yourselves up on your most holy faith.
这是第一个重要的。
That is the first important point.
我们的道理得到的是什么道理？
This faith that we have, what kind of faith is it?
这里说是至圣的真道。
It says most holy faith.
是属于神的。
Belongs to God.
这本圣经的话语，你要好好去读。
The words of the Bible, we must read them carefully.
好好去思想。
We must ponder over them.
要从神那边领受灵粮。
To receive spiritual food from God.
还有呢，要造自己，造就自己。
And then to edify ourselves.
什么叫造就？
What does it mean to edify ourselves?
造就就是盖房子的意思。
That is likened to building a house.
你看我们温哥华最近很多地盘啊，工地也都在盖房。
You take a look at Vancouver, there are a lot of construction sites.
盖房子不是一两天的事。
Building a house takes more than 1 or 2 days.
有一些高楼大厦要一两年才盖的完。
Some high rise takes 1 or 2.
一层一层的盖上去。
You have to start one story at a time.
有的是挖这个地基，你越盖的越高，地基就挖的越深。
Especially with a foundation, the higher the building, the deeper the foundation.
有时候挖地基花很多时间呢。
And sometimes just digging the foundation takes a lot of time.
但是你地基弄好了，盖上去就快了。
But if you have the foundation set, it'll be easy to build up.
今天大家花多少时间在正道上面造就自己？
Today, how much time have you spent on building yourself up on the faith?
有时候我们呢，疫情这一年哦，哇，很多时间追剧。
Especially past year during the pandemic, we have so much time on our hands. We spend that time watching TV dramas.
打电动。
We spend that time playing computer games.
上社交媒体追别人的。
We spend that time following others on social networks.
有时候朋友之间问了，你最近追什么？
And sometimes you see people asking one another, what are you following?
追哪一个韩星啊？
Which Korean movie stars are you following?
我听说最近又来温哥华拍电影了，要去追了。
Oh, you hear of them coming to Vancouver to film the next project, and you'll be following them.
哎呀，你在社交媒体里面追哪一个比较网红啊？
And which influencer are you following on social network?
啊，你在 Netflix 上面追哪一个剧啊？
Which show are you following on Netflix?
追啊，追世界。
You are following the world.
你一年呢，已经花了多少的时间？
How much time have you spent in that year?
你把时间加起来啊，圣经可以读三次。
If you add up all that time, you can probably read the Bible three times.
我们没有这样追求啊。
But that is not our direction.
我们只是哦，时间到了，打开 YouTube 听传道讲道。
And when the time is up, we turn on the YouTube to listen to the sermon.
听了也没抄笔记，抄笔记也不会去温习。
We listened and we don't take notes. Even if we do take notes, we won't review them again.
难怪信了那么久，没有长进。
No wonder you have believed in the Lord for so long and there is no improvement.
要造就自己啊，不是为了要讲课你才去备课，才去读圣经啊。
You are building yourselves up. You're not doing this for the sake of teaching others.
不是为了要讲道才去读经啊。
You don't read the Bible for the sake of delivering a sermon.
你为了自己啊。
It's for yourself.
所以就好像我们吃营养的。
Liken to us taking in nutrition,
做运动
exercising.
哇，那我们的抵抗力、身体就好了，底子就好了。
Then you will have good physics, and you will be able to have better immune system.
你身体好了，打疫苗进去就让你更坚强。
And if you have a healthy body, when you are vaccinated, you will be able to withstand the vaccination.
在这里没有锻炼身体。
But if you have not trained yourself.
整天坐在沙发看电视，哎呀，吃零食，身体都坏掉了。
You are sitting on your couch watching TV and eating junk food, then you will not have good health.
所以我们要在真道上造就自己。
So let us build ourselves up on the truth.
我们看诗篇一篇一到二节。
Let's turn to Psalms 1.
诗篇第一篇一到二节。
Psalms 1, verse 1 and verse 2. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
第二节。
Two, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
我很喜欢第一跟第二节，一个强烈的对比。
I like verse 1 and verse 2 because there's a sharp contrast.
世界的人就是追世界。
The people of the world chase after the world.
属灵的人就是追神的话。
And people of God chase after the words of God.
昼夜思想，昼夜阅读。
They meditates day and night, reads the word of God day and night.
一有机会就施行出来。
And when there's a chance, they will practice it.
所以如果下次有人问你在追什么
？So next time, if people ask you what are you following,
你说我追耶稣了。
You should tell them I'm following Jesus.
我追圣经啊。
I'm following the Bible.
我在赶进度。
I'm trying to catch up.
那你在造就自己就不一样。
Then you're building yourselves up.
再来。
Next.
在圣灵里面祷告。
To pray in the Holy Spirit.
在犹大书里面讲啊。我们刚刚看犹大书
as recorded in the book of Jude，
犹大书的第二十节
，verse 20，
这里说，造就完之后呢，要在圣灵里面祷告。
After building yourselves up, you have to pray in the Holy Spirit.
你很喜欢读经，但是不祷告也没用。
If you like to read the Bible but don't like to pray, it's pointless.
有人喜欢读经，只是研究，好像看故事一样。
Some people like to read the Bible because they're reading it like a story.
读经要配上祷告。
Your Bible reading must go hand in hand with prayers.
在祷告里面要想起神的话。
And when you pray, you must remember the words of God.
在祷告里面要想起要改变什么。
And in your prayer, you must remember to change something.
有人很喜欢祷告。
Some people like to pray.
但是喜欢用自己的方式去祷告。
But they like to pray in their own way.
他祷告的时候啊，就让神求这个那个，好像去买菜啊，哦，十样是捡好了，每天就念这十样，祷告完了，哦，回家。
Some people. Praying is likened to going grocery shopping with a list, and after they have repeated that list, they're done with their shopping and they're done with praying.
但是圣经说，强调是在灵里面祷告。
But the Bible says here to pray in the Holy Spirit.
什么叫灵里面祷告？
What does it mean to pray in the Holy Spirit?
我们一般人刚开始祷告的时候，都是在自己的理性里面、悟性里面祷告。
Most of us, when we begin to pray, we pray in understanding.
比如说啦，哎呀，神啊，给我这个，帮助我这样。
For example, we say, God, please help me with this.
好，比如说你快被公司裁员了。
For example, you're almost being fired.
神啊，千万让这个公司不要裁我。
You pray to God, God, please don't let me be fired.
啊，这个就是你的想法嘛，对不对
？That is the way you think.
这件事情不好啊，神啊，千万不要让这个事情发生。
God, this thing is bad. Don't let it happen to me.
或者神啊，我很需要这个事东西，一定要给我。
Oh God, I need this desperately. Please grant me this.
这个是祷告最上面的、最表面的，就在我们的理性上。的悟性上面祷告。
This is the most surfacing part of praying. That is, you're praying with your own understanding.
就是告诉神我们想要什么。
That is, you tell God what you would like to receive.
可以，你可以这样告诉神，没有问题。
Of course, you can pray in this manner. There's nothing wrong with it.
但是如果我们只有这样祷告的话
，However, if this is the only way you pray,
有时候祷告到最后你会失去信心。
And then at the end, you will sometimes lose your faith.
因为你不明白神的旨意。
Because you don't know the will of God.
你一直求你要的，神又不给你。
You keep praying for what you want, and God didn't give it to you.
或者是你一直求神解脱你的痛苦，但是你一直在受苦。
Or you're asking God to remove your pain at the same time. You're suffering pain all the time.
所以啊，犹大特别告诉我们说，我们要在神的圣灵里面祷告。
And that is why Jude tells us that we have to pray in the Holy Spirit.
我们是有圣灵的人啊。
We are members with Holy Spirit.
外教会没有圣灵，只能够用理性祷告，用悟性祷告。
Other denominations they don't have the Holy Spirit. They can only pray with understanding.
但是我们是有圣灵的，跟使徒时代一样。
But we have the Holy Spirit. We're likened to the members in the apostolic days.
所以不要停留在自己的肉体的意识来祷告。
So let us not stay at the stage where we only pray with our physical understanding.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter.
罗马书第八章二十六节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 26.
罗马书第八章二十六节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
这里说我们很软弱，有时候呢不知道怎么祷告。
It says here that we are sometimes very weak. We don't know how to pray.
讲来讲去都是自己想要的东西，有时候都讲不下去了。
And everything we pray for are the ones that are the things that we want.
就是我们是有圣灵的人啊。
But we have the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会亲自用说不出来的叹息帮你祷告。
The Holy Spirit Himself will make intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
祷告说灵言啊，其实是圣灵在帮我们祷告的意思。
When we pray in tongue, it actually means that we have the Holy Spirit praying for us.
这个人听不懂了，说不出来的叹息。
It is groanings which cannot be uttered.
但是呢，是圣灵帮你祷告。
But it is the Holy Spirit that is praying for us.
所以当我们很专心祷告很持久，用灵言祷告的很深入的时候。
So when we are praying or focusing on our prayers and praying for a long time.
有时候圣灵会安慰你。
And sometimes the Holy Spirit will comfort you.
让你了解神的意思是什么。
And will let you understand the will of God.
或是让你了解调整自己。
Or will let you understand where you have to make adjustments.
或是感动你。
Or would move you.
给你力量。
Give you strength.
有时候事情并不是马上得到改变。
Sometimes things do not change overnight.
但是你已经被安慰到了。
But you have been comforted.
哇，因为你已经开始。往神的旨意的方向去求啊
！Because you have already turned your prayer direction towards God.
二十七节。
27.
鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
哇，圣灵知道神的意思啊！
The Holy Spirit understands the will of God.
啊，那替我们祈求啊。
And it would intercede on our behalf.
圣灵也知道神的意思。
The Holy Spirit also understands the will of God.
所以到最后呢，就不是求自己的意思。
And therefore, towards the end, we are not praying for our own will.
到最后呢，圣灵在圣灵里面祷告，我们就会祷告说：“主啊，照你的意思吧。”
And when we pray in the Holy Spirit at the very end, we would be praying according to the will of God.
我们所敬爱的玛利亚执事上个礼拜二。很顺利的完成他的告别式。
And we held a memorial service for Deaconess Mary on Tuesday.
啊，她过世的时候86岁。
When she passed away, she was 86.
那她过世的最后的，这生命当中最后的半年，她生病。
The 6 months before her death, she was gravely ill.
一开始她也不太能够接受。
At first, she was not able to accept her condition.
怎么我还那么健康，那么好，怎么突然间生病
？I was so healthy. Why was I ill all of a sudden?
还有医生告诉她说，这是绝症，没得医的了，大概是半年。
And the doctor told her that she had terminal illness and she had only 6 months left.
大概一开始她很不能接受。
At the very beginning, she couldn't accept it.
跟很多人一样，一开始都是不能接受。
Like many people, she couldn't accept it.
但是玛利亚只是一直祷告。
But Deaconess Mary kept praying.
在祷告当中，神安慰她。
In her prayers, God comforted her.
到最后，她就接受。
At the end, she accepted it.
她就祷告神。
And she prayed to God.
神啊，如果你真的要接我回去。
She prayed to God, if you really want me to go home.
那你就不要让我痛。
Then let me not experience any pain.
因为我很怕痛。
Because I fear pain.
那让我平平安安的回去。
Let me go home peacefully.
不要太痛苦。
Without much pain.
哦，她就这样祷告。
And that's how she prayed.
圣灵在她里面感动了她，调整了她的方向。
And the Holy Spirit in her moved her and helped her adjust her direction.
哎，神真的有听她的祷告。
And God truly heard her prayers.
她在生病的过程当中啊，没有太痛苦。
And while she was ill, she had not experienced much pain.
我去看她的时候，她也跟我做见证。
When I went to visit her, she testified to me.
有一天晚上，她很痛。
One night she was experiencing much pain.
一直祷告，主耶稣啊，你帮我的痛拿走。
And she kept praying to God to remove that pain.
让我舒服一点。
Let me be more comfortable.
哦，感谢神了，祷告完之后她就睡着，就不痛。
And thank God, after prayer, she felt much better.
最后也走得非常的安详。
And she went peacefully.
她就知道怎么样按着神的旨意来祈求。
And she knew how to pray according to the will of God.
但我们每一个人在人生都要学习按着神的旨意来祈求。
And all of us have to learn to pray according to the will of God.
我们是有圣灵在我们里面的。
We have the Holy Spirit in us.
所以要大大的让圣灵带领我们。
So we should let the Holy Spirit guide us.
再看回来犹大书。
Let's turn back to the book of Jude.
犹大书啊，这个第十一节。
Verse 11.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
21节。
Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
啊，最后一样可以预防偏差的，保卫正道的，就是要保守自己藏在神的爱中。
And the final thing that can help us to preserve ourselves in God is to keep ourselves in the love of God.
这句话很宝贵啊。
This is a very precious phrase.
神的爱没有离开过我们。
The love of God has never departed from us.
问题是你自己有没有离开神
？The question is, have you departed from God?
神不会自己离开你，除非你自己先离开他。
God will never depart you unless you choose to leave first.
我们看约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to First John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know Him.
神的爱是什么
？What is the love of God?
就是我们可以称为神的儿女。
That is, we should be called children of God.
神爱你不是给你活一百岁。
God loves you does not mean that He will let you live 100.
不是让你发达。
Or to let you be prosperous.
神爱你，让你做他的儿女。
God loves you and allow you to be His children.
在他的真教会当中。
To be in His true church.
成为他的儿女。
And to be called his children.
你要不要离开？你要不要留下来
？The question is, do you want to leave the church?
当然，有时候有些事情发生，我们很想离开教会。
And sometimes things happen to us, and we want to leave the church.
但是你要告诉自己，我不能离开神的教会啊。
But you have to tell yourselves, I cannot leave the church of God.
我要坚持住。
I have to insist.
因为教会就是神的家。
Because the church is the house of God.
我离开神的家，就离开神的爱。
If I leave the house of God, I leave the love of God.
你可能想说，我暂时不来教会。
You can say, I will temporarily not come to church.
我休息一段时间。
I will rest for a period of time.
但是圣经没有记载的可以休息一段时间离开神的家。
But the Bible never records that you can rest for a period of time by leaving the house of God.
你一离开了，你就慢慢远离了，疏远了。
Once you leave the house of God, you will gradually stray away.
好像两个人关系很好的。
For example, two people have good relationships.
久不见面了就生疏了。
They have not seen each other for a long time, and they become more foreign to one another.
你跟家人也是一样。
Same with your family.
你久不回家了，跟家里的人也没话讲。
If you don't return home for a long period of time, then slowly you will grow away from them.
教会不是人的家，是神的家。
The church is not the house of God. It's not the house of man. It's the house of God.
保守自己在神的爱里面。
You have to preserve yourself in the love of God.
保守在教会里面。
To preserve yourself in the church.
保守在真理里面。
And to preserve yourself in the truth.
这样魔鬼就没有办法把我们拿走。
Then Satan will never take you away.
所以犹大书非常的宝贵。
Therefore, the book of Jude is very important.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May our Lord help us.
我们来唱诗163首。
Let us sing hymn number 163.